It's time for a very special edition of Live and Local. And though currently live, as we record this in the studio, this is previously recorded due to the impeachment hearings. I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. The census. It is a census year. You heard about the debate in the court cases regarding the citizenship question. There is no citizenship question on the census. Spoiler alert. Let's get that out of the way right now. I also have with me an assistant professor of sociology and OIAS faculty, Dr. Lisette Aliagra Linares joins me, and she is an expert on the census, and specifically some of the groups that it's very important that they are represented fairly and accurately on the census. Dr. Aliagra Linares, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
The census is a way to count everybody, and the key word is everybody. Can you talk about one of the little groups that's missed the most? Happens to be children, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't. It does. Actually, a demographic analysis in 2010 showcased that in Nebraska, we have an undercount of 1.9%. Almost 2% of children were undercounted in Nebraska.
And every person that is undercounted literally translates into federal dollars that are not allocated to the state of Nebraska.
Yes.
And the vicious cycle behind that is if you are undercounting a child, that child's public schooling won't get funded for them to have a future.
Important resources, not only in public education, but also if you think about it, the SNAP benefits, Head Start, all these programs that target children don't get the adequate funds that they need to support the development of children in our state.
Sure.
So if you think about it, if you miss your baby in the questionnaire form, and then you are going to register your baby for school, you have 10 years, basically the whole school life that they may have, you know,
right?
With inadequate funding.
Why is it that communities of color, immigrant communities are undercounted, and Caucasian communities don't seem to be undercounted? How does that disparity happen?
Well, it happens because there are social conditions that are more represented or overrepresented in communities of color. Communities of color or underrepresented communities tend to be overrepresented in the renter population. So if you're a renter, you're a highly mobile population, it's much more harder to find where you will be, you know? Maybe
okay.
You're in the middle of a move where the resident rule applies to you, you know, that's
And what
challenging.
Do you mean by the resident rule? Can you kind of explain that?
Yeah. In the U.S. Census, the resident rule is something very simple, but sometimes I guess it gets to be, in certain situations, it becomes complicated for people. Basically, is where you live and sleep most of the time. That's the place where you should be counted.
Is there a quantifiable number for most of the time, like 51% of your life lives there?
More than a half.
More than half, okay.
But if you think about it, like if you are, for instance, in communities of color, there is situations where you have a multi-generational household, you know, you have maybe your grandma staying for you with some time, or your cousin, etc., or maybe your dad works in certain industries that make them hop from job to job, like if you're in the construction industry, in the trucking business, etc. So it makes it much more harder to identify where they have been. But one of the important rules to remember is that if you are even you're not sure if those residence rules apply to you in terms of half and a half is difficult to distinguish, a rule of thumb is the day that you are on April 1st, which is the census day, you know?
Okay.
So if you are in a place and April 1st in the house that you are at that moment and in the place that you are at the moment, that's the place that you should be counted.
Okay. Now, you mentioned April 1st is when the census is due, right?
It's a census day.
Right. But my wife and I haven't gotten ours yet. Do you know when they're coming out?
Forms will be mailing around mid-March.
Oh.
So,
not a lot of time to turn it around and answer it back.
Not really, because we have like the April 1st being the census day, but actually counting will be expanded up to June and July. There will be enumerators coming if you haven't replied to the census. But the important thing is that you get counted once in one place and that you fill out the form as quickly as you can, because
Very
that
good.
Way will save us money.
Sure, very, very good. Now, there's an event and there's a website for this event if people are interested in it. It's cpar.unomaha.edu/TikTok. That's Monday next week this event launches. She is Dr. Lisette Aliagra Linares, Assistant Professor of Sociology and OYAS Faculty. Thank you so much for joining me.
I want to dispel misinformation about the census. There is no citizenship question. There is no birthplace question. All you have to do is to fill out your age, sex, the relationship that you have with the head of the household, whether you live there most often, etc., race and ethnicity, and that's it. So the information is safe and secure, and that's what that is important for communities to know.
Very good. We return to NPR programming right now.